Hello and welcome to Sunday Best, the show where we take a look at the weekend's results so far, the fixes still to come and how it affects Liverpool Football Club. I'm Neil Docking. You may recognise me from the widely admired Ban This Filth podcast. And I'm delighted that joining us today, we've got three people I would say our listeners have always widely admired. We've got San Shetty, Nicola Cornish and even Jay McKenna. So I'm delighted to be talking about an absolutely mad day of football yesterday. But first of all, I really want to say, some people think that the true essence of being a football fan is going home and away supporting your team. But I think yesterday I had the authentic football fan experience, which is trying to shoehorn football into family events. When you're stood in a supermarket or you're in a soft play centre and you're trying to check scores on your phone and you're trying to, you know, furtively sneak away for a minute to see how the games are going. That was my experience at a soft play centre south of Manchester. I had to traipse over there in the rain. I got stuck at a toll bridge, Warburton Toll. I don't know if anyone's ever heard of this. It's a 12p toll. Jay knows.
And they don't have change. What a money-making scam that is.
You can only pay with cash. I had no idea. I've got two kids in the back of the car. I'm on my own. Where's your 12p? I was like, what on earth? I was like, mate, I haven't got any money. I didn't know there was a toll. And he was like, did you not see the four signs? And I was like, it's raining. I've got two kids in the car. I wasn't looking for signs for your 12p toll, dickhead. So, that was me also trying to keep tabs on the Reds. But what a day it turned out to be. This time last month, obviously, the Reds went down to West Ham. And we slumped to a 3-2 defeat. Jay, I don't know about you, but I didn't see Chelsea doing the same.
No, I didn't. They just seem to be getting results, don't they, in midweek? You know, Watford equalise against them, and you're kind of thinking, oh, is this it? You're thinking, you know, is this where they drop points? They're going to have that moment, surely. Not many teams can, you know, go so long, but, you know, getting those results the way they had. And then against West Ham, seeing the score and thought there's no chance here, there's no chance. And I went to my sister's for the kids to play, and I was just idly watching that game in the background. And when it's 2-2, you're kind of thinking, like, West Ham just work hard here. And then they made the sub, and they kind of give instructions. Anyone who's watching it, they give instructions to Declan Rice, and he looked incredibly confused. And I was thinking, well, if your best player is incredibly confused by this, what are you doing? he was signalling five. I was thinking, oh, they're just going to defend here, and this is going to be like an onslaught. And then, yeah, Masuaku does what he does. And I was very, very, very surprised. And I think it probably just does show something about kind of, you know, you look at that league table, it's very easy to just look at the league table. I've done this myself and kind of thought, well, we're third, you know, this is going to be difficult, but you know, it's 2 points. It's a 2-point gap, and one result for any of the three teams swings it and changes it, you know, significantly. So, I weren't expecting that from Chelsea. Might it encourage other teams? You hope so. You know, bit of positivity for Liverpool. You know, the teams they maybe struggled against, other teams are too. So, I wasn't expecting it, but start the day off really, really well.
Yeah, it was perfect. Like you said, when they score early on, Thiago Silva, 37 or whatever it is. Nicola, I'm sure you remember the movie Death Becomes Her. Have you seen that one? Come on, Sanj. To help me out here, Death Becomes Her, where they get the magic potion that gives them the elixir of youthful life. Well, I'm convinced Thiago Silva's got some of that because he literally looks like he's still in his prime to me. Brilliant week in, week out. He nods one in. Obviously, then West Ham get the equaliser in really strange circumstances. But then Mount scores a belter. And I just thought Chelsea heading for a regulation 3 points here.